This is KDYS Mobile. Listening. KDYS Mobile. In the blizzard. An old 27 here. We'll be monitoring KDYS.
KI7 QMD Mobile listening at 14726 Link System. KI7 QMD Mobile listening on 26.
KOP Mobile. I lost your mic at bad cell phone service. I'll catch up with you later. WAVET at 9KOP Mobile. Clear.
WRKCAVSU.
CQ Michigan, CQ Michigan from Italy, United 6, Papa Florida Yankee. CQ Michigan, CQ Michigan State from Italy, United 6, Papa Florida Yankee.
KDA, KTV,
box and stay in here.
Node 5 5 6 7 2 connected to node 5 8 3 4 1 0 node 5 6 8 4 0 connected to node 5 8 3 4 1 0 node 5 6 7 7 5 7 connected to node 5 8 3 4 1 0
KC8BSU.
Node 5 5 6 7 2 connected to node 5 8 3 4 1 0 node 5 6 8 4 0 connected to node 5 8 3 4 1 0 node 5 6 7 7 5 7 connected to node 5 8 3 4 1 0 Good afternoon. The time is 5 o'clock p.m.
WAVP portable.
Node 5 5 6 7 2 connected to node 5 8 3 4 1 0 node 5 6 8 4 0 connected to node 5 8 3 4 1 0 node 5 6 7 7 5 7 connected to node 5 8 3 4 1 0
This is KI-72MD, a little signal check on the T6. Good afternoon. Well, I can make out the cat, but the automated voice is quite garbled. So I'm guessing I'm right on the fringe of the transmitter. But sounds like I'm getting in well to the remote receiver. So just figured I'd give it a try today with bad weather and see how it sounded. This is KI7QMD. I'm going to go back to listening on 86.
KE8FPW here.
Yeah, this is KI7QMD. I hate to say it, but you can probably hear me better than I can hear you. Is that the case?
Well, you're a little rough copy, but I can understand you. There's a little static in with your audio, but other than that, you're sounding pretty good. I think you said you're on the 86.
I seem to be getting more static than voice. I'm going to turn on the compounder here and see if it's killed some of the static. Bear with me a minute if you don't have, if you have a minute, bear with me for a second.
Oh yeah, I got a few minutes, so I don't know, why don't you try the 2-6 here in the Traverse City, the 2-6 repeater there. That works pretty good too.
Oh, I know the 86 works quite well. Trying to get the 2-6 live so that I can get on you know what I mean, the network. Hang on one second. I don't know if that get my compounder running or not.
Oh, okay. Well, looks like the 86 is linked in to the network right now, so yeah.
KI7QMD, testing on 2-6.
Yeah, you're a little clearer on the 2-6, so that sounds good. How does everything come back to you, though?
Sorry about that. KI7QMD, testing on 2-6.
Well, hopefully you can hear me, so I can hear you better than the 86. So how's everything on your end now?
Okay, I was able to filter out a lot of the static, so seems to be a little bit better. I'm going to have to run it like that, but thank you for helping me test it out a bit. I was trying to find a way to kill some of the static that I was getting, and I think I might have filtered it out, so I appreciate the conversation, and I'm probably going to go back to listening on the 86, but I've been trying to get this one going so that I can hit the rest of the link system and talk to people across the state here. So, but either that or I got to go digital, and I'd rather be on analog anyway. So, name's Rick. Good to meet you. I could probably hear your name now if you told me. Go ahead.
All right, very good. So, yeah, this is KE8FPW, Brad, way up here in the Sault Ste. Marie. So, talking you through the link there. So, anyways, yeah, it was good to meet you too, Rick, there, and hopefully it's not as snowy as it is here. So, I think the first amount of snow that came through, the wind was so high. I think it was probably in the 20s, I think, what they're predicting, and it blew it all away. So now the wind quit, and now it's snowing again. So I think this snow is definitely going to stay. Almost an inch out there on the railing, so the porch railing. So other than that, just another snowstorm. It's only March yet, so look forward to April. See if we get some warmer weather. There you go. KE8FPW.
Yeah, we're getting the crappy snow here. Mixed with mist and rain and sleet, and I think the trees are going to get heavy. A little worried we're going to build up enough ice where trees are breaking, but we'll see what happens. So, I may have talked to you before in my travels mobile when I can get on the link system a little bit better. Maybe not. I still didn't catch your name that well, but it's the signal's kind of wavering in and out. and I'm just in a real bad location for the link system over here where I'm at. So I think digital might be the best way to listen in. So in any case, I'm gonna let you go because the signal's kind of crappy, and I got a whole car project to clean up. But pleasure talking to you. KI7QMD, 73, sir.
All right, sir. Yeah, well, good luck with your radio endeavors and cleaning your car there. 73, have yourself a fine evening. I think it was KI7T something. Sorry about that. But anyways, this is KE8FTW, 73.
K8BCW on GMR. K8, this is KI7QMD, talk group 2416 Link System, digital. Good afternoon. Car, but I'm not.
W, Indian River.
Oh, a little bit scrappy on my reception. I think I heard Rod, WG8W, out of the Indian River. Good afternoon, Rod.
Yeah, I turned the power up on high there. How's that? Any better?
Oh, that's nice, yeah. The only way I can get on the link system is through digital. My view of my view of the transmitter down in Traverse City is not so great from my house.
Here's your house.
My house is at the bottom end of Torch Lake. Might as well be on the bottom of Torch Lake as far as reception. I can pick up the 8.6 pretty good, and that's about it. But when I'm digital, I can get out there pretty far. I'd rather be on an analog line, if you know what I'm saying.
I'm way west of here, so. Well, anyhow, I'm on the 174 Sheboygan link there. Anyhow, I don't usually need to use more than half a watt, but right now, because you said I was scratchy, I turned the amplifier on. I'm running 125 watts. No, wait a minute. 170 watts. Okay, there we go.
Oh, you are heating up the airwaves out there. Well, it could be my digital reception too. You know, sometimes that gets a little wanky and out of phase. Seems to be pretty good right now. So I'm hearing you guys okay.
Got done with the Wolverine net. Is it going? 39.35 on 80 meters there, and they're still going, but I had my turn, and I listened for a little bit afterwards, and then I said, okay, I'm done. I just turned it off there, 10 to 2 meters on, and I heard you call in, so I thought I'd drop in and say howdy. Usually, I get up from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, and then I'm out doing the rest of my day's activities, and I get back in here around 4:30 and get on the afternoon nets. Let's see, the Wolverine net, between the Wolverine net and the net and the Buzzard's net, I get on all three of them. I kind of divide my time there. And I'd be on all day because I had 2 minutes in the truck with me.
Five, six, seven, two,
I didn't have as much time to get on HF. Now it's the opposite. Now I'm on HF most of the time, and I get on 2 meters occasionally. So, I'm here. How about that?
No, 5, 8, 3, 4, 1.
Well, we were doubling.
Node 5, 6, 7, 7, 5, 7.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's one of the habits of digital with the delay. 3, 4, 1. Apologize.
0.
In any case, I'm gonna go back to listening, Rod. It's good talking to you. Be safe up there in Indian River, and don't freeze to death.
Digital stuff yet. Eventually, I will acquire some, but I just have not. I don't know. I just have not had the ambition to go at it yet. But I do want to get some. And I got a friend of mine over in. Forget where he's at. He's south of here, south of Traverse City. Kingsley. He's a fuller in Kingsley. He's got more and told me on what I need to get, how to set up and everything. So, anyhow, we're looking at doing that eventually. Hopefully by the middle of summer I'll have something. But right now, 2 meter FM, 440 FM, HF, LS, lower side band, and that's about it, you know. I'll get on the upper side band too once I get on 20 meters sometimes, and 10 meters, anyhow. All right, see you later, I think I'm going to go, WGW.
Okay, there, 73, Rod, and don't rush on the digital, it's not all it's cracked up to be, it's okay. I like analog better, so, in any case, you be safe out there, stay warm, KI7, QMD, back to listening. KDCW to KIQMD, Richard, you still out there? Yeah, I'm here. Good afternoon. Yeah, I know you were trying to walk away and get back to doing other things, but I just wanted to do a little test here. Name's Bentley. I'm in Harbor Springs, and I'm getting into the link system on the with my DMR radio through my hotspot, but I'm not hearing the transmissions onto the local Petoskey repeater. Was just curious, are you hearing me on DMR, or are you hearing me through the link system down in Traverse City whereabouts you are?
I'm listening right now on DMR. Your signal's really nice on DMR, but I'm down the bottom end of Torch Lake. I can't really hit the link system until I get out of the hole here. I'm at lake level, kind of behind a bunch of hills. The only clear path I have is straight up Torch Lake, which doesn't line up with much of anything. But it's not bad on digital, but I can activate the 2.6 with my base, but I can't get good reception because the Drake put in a second receiver, which I can hit the receiver, but I still don't get the transmit from this location. So anyway, that's the life of radios, I guess. But no, you're coming in good. I'm not as confident that I'm picking up the 2.6 real good. So I don't know. Let me knock the squelch down on that. So go ahead and try. I'll let you know if I hear you on the 2.6.
I heard Ron there chatting with you from Indian River, and I don't think he's a DNR guy. I think he usually gets in on 7.4 in Sheboygan. And if that's the case, then the DMR link is working there. I was just curious if there was an issue there or if Drake unlinked 1.9 from the entire system or something.
Yeah, that's a good question. So the 2.6 down at Munson is on the link system, but I am not picking you up on the 2.6. But again, my reception is pretty bad on that 2.6, so it could just be me. I was on the 1.9 today from Charlevoix for a little bit. But yeah, you're doing well on DMR. Do you have good line of sight to the 1.9 to do an analog test?
Yeah, I was just going to suggest that. Let me jump on my base station here. I'll send out a sign on analog. Stand by. All right, I just shouted out. You didn't hear me. Temporarily unlinked from the DMR system.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. I can hear you really well on DMR. It could be Rod wasn't coming in really well when I was listening to him. He had a lot of static, even when he turned his power up high. So could be the weather, could be the antennas. Could be a lot of things, I guess. But yeah, no, you're doing good on DMR. So I guess when the links kick back in again, you'll be active. But that's about all I got from here. I'm gonna get back to cleaning up again. But hey, it was a fun test. It's always interesting to find out how this stuff is reacting. So in any case, KI7QMD 73. I'm gonna go back to listening and finish my cleanup work. Talk later, sir.
Thanks for the feedback. Appreciate that. I'll talk to Drake a little bit about what's going on here. I'm going to see him tomorrow morning. Interesting how all of this stuff is put together with spit and data. So, check 3 from Harbor Springs, K8BC.
K8FKW, still here.
K8BCW, go ahead, Brad.
All right. So, yeah, you guys sound fine, so I'm not sure. 1.9 says it's still linked up, so I'm not sure why we didn't hear anybody on the 1.9.
Brad, you're not coming through as great as you do with your normal youthful voice. You sound a... am I coming through on the analog repeater up there?
Yeah, I'm hearing you on my repeater up here, so yeah, you're coming through. It drops out once in a while, but yeah, you're still coming through.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate that. I'll let Drake know. It sounds like it's probably just something going on with the 1.9 and everything else is all still hooked together. Hope you're doing well up there. Are you guys getting hit with some of the same weather we're getting down here? We've gotten probably a good 6-8 inches of snow today, and there's more still coming tonight.
Oh, yeah. The first snow we got this morning, it all blew away because we had high winds, and now the winds went away, so we got about an inch of snow only on the ground. That came down so far, so it's snowing now. So yeah, they're saying that we're supposed to get a foot to 3 feet, and I was like, well, we'll see what happens by the end of this weekend, so we'll see what happens in the inches we end up with Monday.
Yeah, Sunday, Monday are supposed to be the nasty days, so we'll see what happens. I don't get too excited about it anymore, we'll be ready for it one way or the other. Well, hey, Brad, I'll let you go. You have a great evening. Thanks again for chiming in and letting me know I'm getting through. And I hope you have a great weekend. K8BCW.
Hi, sir. Hey, 73, catch you later. K8FJW.
K8BCW, testing DMR link.
This is KI7QMD. I'm on 2416 DMR. Probably not with your question, but just figured I'd give you a quick shout out. KI7QMD, back to listening.
Hey, Richard. This is Bentley in Harbor Springs, K8BCW. Yeah, just testing to see if it's coming through the 1.9. Sounds like Drake's been doing some work on it, and it's working again. So. We're in good shape all the way around. Thanks again. K8BCW.
Ah, perfect. Enjoy. Drake works wonders. So, KI7QMD, I'm going to go back to listening and probably close up the shop here in a bit. Have a great evening.
And at APX and 8DMH.
Thank you.
Node 5, 5, 6, 7, 2. Connected to node 5, 8, 3, 4, 1, 0. Node 5, 6, 8, 4, 0. Connected to node 5, 8, 3, 4, 1, 0. Node 5, 6, 7, 7, 5, 7. Connected to node 5, 8, 3, 4, 1, 0. Node 5, 5, 4, 7, 5, 1. Connected to node 5, 6, 7, 7, 5, 6.